Dear God, I just want to thank you for who you are. You are a God who is so vast, and yet you want us to know you, and you've made it possible for us to know you. And so we thank you for that. We thank you too for community, the community of believers that you've given us. And just like everybody that's in this room, it's so important for us to spend time together encouraging each other as we strive to raise our children to know and to follow after you. And so, Lord, I just pray that tonight will be an encouragement, not just for me as I stand here and speak, but for everybody that is here as they look ahead to how they're going to share the truth with their kids. And so I just pray that you'll bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thanks for having me here. Where are you, Alyssa? Where did you go? Oh, hi. It's good for me to be here talking to adults because I usually talk to children and I'm much more comfortable doing that. And so it's just a good exercise for me to be here. For those of you who don't know me, I am Jenny Britton. I've been here at Emmanuel since I was going into sixth grade. And met my husband Steve here, and we've just celebrated our 33rd anniversary. Woo! And so, which is really hard to believe since we're not that old, right? I have three grown kids, aunt to Lindsay and Paige. I actually didn't know they were going to talk about me, but I really love just being able to watch you guys become moms, and I'm gonna get emotional, golly. And it's just been really cool to see you kind of grow into your role as mothers, and you know, because I've known you your whole life. And so just seeing how you are taking on that role and taking it very seriously, it's such a blessing for me to see. And I see a lot of your own moms in you guys, so really, okay, stop. Okay. Anyway, it's really also cool to see a lot of you guys who I only see on Sunday mornings as you guys check your babies in quickly and you are whisked off to different places. And so it's neat to see you. Denise and I used to bring our babies here to when it was mops. And I love moms. And so it's I know that for us, we really appreciated the community of other mothers. So it's neat to see that you all are continuing that. So important to have that community of people who know what you're going through as moms. And you know, I love our husbands, but just us women being together and just sharing life and you know, the joys and the struggles is like, it's such a blessing to be able to have that. It's just not the same with our husbands. So anyway, don't tell them I said that. You know, I know we've had, there are definitely people at Mom's or at Mops, at Mops when we were there, that we really got a lot out of what they had to say. And I still remember some of the words that were shared, even when, you know, 30 years ago. So anyway, I hope you guys will be encouraged by what I have to share tonight. All right. So Alyssa asked me to share about sharing truth with your kids. And this has become, in the last probably couple of years, really important to me personally, just because of what's been happening in the world around us and really what's been going on in the church as well. Not here at Emmanuel necessarily, but the church universal. So, you know, the word truth is lots of meanings out there in the world. And, you know, what does culture or the world tell us about truth? What are some of the things that you hear out in the world about truth? And I actually want you to answer.
It's subjective.
Yeah. That it's subjective.
It's
that's
truth.
Right. It's your truth. That's exactly right.
If it makes you happy.
Yeah, your truth, my truth. It's personal. It's relative. It's based on our circumstances. And it's not objective, meaning it can change. And so, you know, it's becoming harder and harder to kind of keep up with the world's truth. And, you know, you and I, we're definitely influenced by the people that we listen to. And you know, sometimes we find ourselves agreeing with people who can say things like, you know, your heart, you know, follow your heart, or you know, whatever it is that the world is saying, and you're like, yeah, I get that. And then you're like, wait a minute, what am I even saying? I can't, no, that's not true. So anyhow, I want to, you know, kind of preface what I'm going to say tonight by saying be careful what you listen to and what you see. So tonight we're going to talk about, oops, this is me, this is me. Okay, I'm going to knock it off again, so I'm just going to leave it down there. This is why I don't decorate my house for any season. Anyway, we're going to talk about what is truth and how do we share it with our kids and when do we share it with our kids. So I feel like we need to establish what truth is. So when I talk about truth, I'm talking about the truth, the truth. One verse in the Bible that tells us what truth is a verse that is very simple. It's really easy. And it's something that my boys learned before they even started school. We used to have a receptionist, believe it or not, at the church who, her deal was, I mean, she was an amazing receptionist, but her deal was that she would have a basket of candy, kind of like that basket over there, full of candy. And she would, and I see some of the mentor moms, I'm nodding their heads. Maybe you guys, old Emmanuel people, remember these things. She would give candy out if you said a Bible verse to her. And so at the end of the day, there would be this huge long line of kids that would line up from the school. I mean, it was like, I got to go see Mrs. Bryant. And you would they would say the verses that they were learning at the school. And so my boys weren't in school at the time. And so Liz taught them John 17:17. And for little 2 and 3 year olds, it was very easy for them to memorize this verse. And it says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And it was super simple, easy verse for them to learn, like I said. And but I felt like, what a great foundational verse for kids to learn. You know, that's the origin of truth, that God's word is truth. And we also know that Jesus is also known as the word, because in John 1:1-3, we read that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. And the next verse that follows, we see the connection between Jesus being the Word and your mom's verse for the year, which is Psalm 119:105, and because we learn this, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light is the light from Psalm 105, and about God's word being a lamp unto our feet. And so we know God's word is accurate. It's without error. It doesn't change. It doesn't evolve like the world says that truth can evolve. It doesn't evolve with culture, and it doesn't align with the world. It's our firm foundation, the rock on which we stand. So sharing the truth with our kids really involves teaching them about God's word. Okay. Thanks for having me. It's kind of simple. But I know that you're thinking, how am I supposed to do that? You know, how are we supposed to do that? There's so much truth in God's word. How are we supposed to teach our kids everything that we're reading in God's word? And I want to say God is a very gracious God, because he tells us in his word how we teach these things to our children. But I also want to caveat that by saying you teach what you know. But I also know that you could probably teach something from a book. But I mean, I'm no math whiz. Most of you probably know that. But I'm sure I could teach quantum physics if I had a textbook. Well, I heard that. It would not be pretty, let me tell you. I don't think it probably wouldn't go well for either one of us. But my point is, if you're not spending time in God's word personally, it's going to be really hard for you to teach your kids about God. And it can become very kind of like heavy and unenjoyable. But if you love God's word, teaching your kids is going to be a joy. You're not going to be able to help yourself. talking about God's word to your kids if you love being in God's word. But I don't want you to be discouraged by one more thing that you have to squeeze into your like super full, unpredictable days. But I'm gonna tell you how you teach these things to your children, okay? So Deuteronomy, I know the Old Testament. Years ago in children's ministry, we decided we felt like we needed a verse as our sort of mission statement. And so we chose Deuteronomy 11:19 and as our verse. And I love it. I feel like it's super clear on a parent's role for teaching their children. We in children's ministry always view ourselves as partnering with parents. We know we are not the ones who are supposed to be instilling a love for the Lord, but it's your job as moms and dads to do that. But we're coming alongside you. We're giving you extra resources. We're cheering you on, and we're giving you a place to have your kids on Sunday morning so you can continue to grow. So that's children's ministry job. So your job is Deuteronomy 11:19. But the interesting thing, and I love how God does this, is almost the same exact words that are said in Deuteronomy 11:19 are also stated in Deuteronomy 6:5-7. And I'm gonna read that for you. I wanna make sure I'm not getting ahead of myself in my notes. Okay. Deuteronomy 6:5-7, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. And that's how you share God's word with your kids. But before we go back, or before we go forward, I want to go back a little bit and kind of talk about the things that we're supposed to teach our children. Because God doesn't just leave it vague. He actually tells us what we're supposed to teach our children. And if you go back, and we're not going there tonight, because what time am I supposed to end? Okay. Talk fast. In chapter 4, starting in chapter 4 and going all the way to chapter 11 of Deuteronomy, God has Moses tell the Israelites what they need to know, what he wants them to know. The Israelites were about to enter the promised land after being in the wilderness for 40 plus years. And Moses was reminding them of all the things that God had done for them while they were traveling, the plagues, the provision, and the protection. And he told them that they needed to obey the laws that God had given them and warned them of consequences of not doing so. And he reminded them of what had happened to their fellow Israelites who turned away and followed other gods. And even when God was right there among them, I mean, that kind of blows my mind a little bit that, you know, God was there with the Israelites and yet the Israelites still turned away and followed after other gods. And there were severe consequences for those things. Moses kept saying, remember, remember, remember. And then he reminded them of how easy it is to forget all the things that God had done for them. And what does that tell you? I mean, I was here and over at this table over here. How many times do we have to tell our kids things? I remember saying that, like, how many times do I have to tell you? Blah, blah, blah. And how many of you say that thousands of times a day? We're just like our kids. You know, we easily forget. Moses told the Israelites that they needed to remind their children of the things that God had done for them. You know, repetition is a good thing, and we big people aren't any different. So I would encourage you to when you have time, I know that's kind of funny, to take time to read those chapters and just be reminded of all of the ways that God took care of the Israelites over so many years. I think you'll be surprised at how many times you see the word remember and reminding and those words in there. So this is what we're supposed to teach our kids. And Moses said this starting in chapter 4. God is God. God is holy. God has set his children apart from the rest of the world. God has given us his law to follow. There are consequences or curses when we don't obey God, and there are blessings when we do. And like I said, in Deuteronomy 6:7, God tells us how we can teach these things to our kids. You shall teach them diligently. And I looked that up because that's what I like to do. And diligently means thoroughly, meticulously. And I would say carefully. Teach those to your sons and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And when in children's ministry, when we kind of explain the all of those things, we kind of make them a little more current. So when you sit in your house, obviously when you're at home. When you walk by the way, who does that? So we say when you're driving around in the car. When you're walking down the street. Most of us don't walk a ton with our littles, but we sometimes do, but most of the time we're riding in the car with them. When you lie down, obviously bedtime. And when you rise up, that's breakfast in the morning. So basically all day long, you get to talk about that. So as moms, if we're following those verses, then our worldview, our perspective, will be through the lens of God's word, a biblical worldview. And I'm getting ahead of myself because I just want to tell you what you're getting tonight. So in children's ministry, we always, you know, it's important to have props and visual aids and things like that. So on your tables, there are little sunglasses, and I'm calling those our Bible glasses. And so I want you to take a pair of those home, just pick them. Do we have extras or did they all go out on the table?
All go out, but some tables have less people.
So okay, yeah. So if you see, you know, if only pinks are available and you want something other for maybe your son, I mean, I'm not stereotyping, but you know, you can change around on the tables. But what I want you to do is like help your kids learn that when we're talking about God, let's put our Bible glasses on and see what God's word has to say about this. Stephanie Hargrove said, she's so good. We gave these glasses away a couple years ago when we did a virtual VBS, and we were talking about a biblical worldview, and she left them on their dining room table. And so when they have conversations with their girls, they put the Bible glasses on and they talk about them. I'm like, that is so great. I mean, we did that and then I forgot about it. So I was like, oh, we're doing the glasses for the kids. They're going to love that. So anyway, so what we want are, you know, you all to be teaching your kids is a biblical worldview, one that's grounded in truth that doesn't change. So when you think about how to explain these things to your kids, you really have to kind of like boil it down to its essence. I always say talking to kids is that people who teach kids, you know, sometimes big people are intimidated by teaching kids about God because they're not really, you know, comfortable talking to kids. And I'm like, you just got to like get rid of all the fluff. You just got to like take it down to its essence, because that's how kids can understand. It's like the basics. You know, kids won't understand words like sanctification or justification, but they'll understand things like God made the rain because of people's sins. And let me tell you, they can understand the word sin. You know, one of my big beefs is to hear people in churches talk about mistakes or poor choices. Have we talked about that
Try
before?
Reading a curriculum.
I know. We've made little edits even to our curriculum that we use on Sunday mornings, because we don't like it when they don't use the word sin in there. It is. So anyway, kids can understand the word sin. We also can teach kids that God gave us rainbows to show us his faithfulness, how he doesn't break his promises and he never has. When you talk about the beautiful leaves outside, talk about how God gives us seasons to show his faithfulness. They'll understand the importance of spending time with the Lord if you're spending time with the Lord and they see you do that. So you can easily teach these things. It's not hard, really. Sometimes I think we think it has to be harder than it is, but it's just really, really simple. So just remember the biblical glasses and the biblical worldview, and make a point of doing it every day with your kids. You know, the more you do it and the more you start training yourself to look at the world through your biblical glasses, the easier it'll be, and it'll be a great exercise. Your kids will just learn to do that as well. So let's review. The truth you're supposed to tell your children is that God's word is all about who God is, what he's done for us, and who we are in light of that. How you should do it, Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7, all day long, starting as young as you can. We know our babies understand us, right? So we can tell them things, even if they're not responding back to us. Tell them the truth as soon as you can. Give your kids their Bible glasses when you talk about God, and take every opportunity to talk to your kids about life through the lens of Scripture. And I know that there's a lot going on in the world. You know, there's a lot of tricky things that are happening in the world around us, and also in churches too. So in the Old Testament, when the Israelites were about to enter the Promised Land, what did some of them say? It's too hard. The people are big and scary. You know, I can't do it. We can't do it. And they were saying that when God was, again, right there with them. The pillar of fire at night, the smoke during the day. I mean, his presence was there, and yet they doubted him and his ability to provide for them. And we do that all the time. I mean, I understand the worry and fear that you all face. I mean, I don't have little kids anymore, and so I feel for you guys as you look at the world and the way it's devolving and so quickly, and how will you, you know, how will you keep them safe from the lies that are out there? How, what do we do when evil is just celebrated outright? And what about the fight against parental authority and gender and sexuality? All these things that are your kids are gonna grow up in. How do you even talk to them about them? You know, and when do you talk about these hard things? Worry and anxiety are very near and dear to me, sadly. They have been kind of a lifelong battle for me, and God has taught me over the years that I can rest in his sovereignty. When I remember the things that God has done in his word and the things that God has done in my own life. When I remember those things, I can rest in knowing that he's got this. He's going to give me what I need to do when I need to do it. And he's given us his word to help us remember the truth. So be anxious for nothing. One of the things that I have been thinking about, this is not on my script, but one of the things that God is just continuing to bring to my mind is the way that he talks about giving thanks. In very kind of random parts of Scripture, you'll see that. And the be anxious for nothing, God talks about giving thanks, you know, in everything with prayer and thanksgiving. And that just seems so contrary to, you know, like trying to overcome your anxiety. But when you have a heart of gratitude, it really does change your mindset. It takes you away from me. How am I going to do this to look what God has done? Look who God is and look what God has done. So I want to encourage you that for now, stay focused on God's word. Keep remembering and equipping yourselves for the spiritual battle that's heating up. You know, God gives us his word, the sword of the spirit. Use it. And so when you're ready to fight those battles, you'll be equipped. And in the meantime, be careful what you allow in your home. I know I said that at the beginning, but be careful what you allow, not just for your children, but for yourself. That song, Oh, Be Careful, Little Ears, What You Hear. How many of you guys ever? I just came to me today. I was like, oh, wow, yeah. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little hands, what you do. That applies to us, too, because our kids are watching what we do. So, you know, one of the things, I thought, oh, I'm going to talk about a couple of particular things, you know, that we need to watch for. But, you know, when you're using God's word as sort of your plumb line or your standard, you'll be able to see what you should and shouldn't be listening to. So parenting and self-help books that claim to be biblical, do they line up with Scripture? Any advice that you get from speakers or authors, even me, do I contradict what God's word says? You know, don't ever take it at face value. Go back to God's word and see what it says. We all need wisdom and discernment, you know, to help us get through all of this. And we're going to find those in the Bible. It's such a comfort to know God has given us exactly what we need to share the truth with our kids. But it first comes when we are exposing ourselves to the truth. Ourselves. So anyhow, that's all I have to say. And I did it. in time. So let me pray for us, and then I'll turn you back over to Alyssa. God, we thank you for today. I thank you for your word, that it's truth, that it doesn't change. It's without error, and we can know with confidence that what we read in your word is going to stand up against anything that the world has to say to us. Lord, we know that you give us what we need in your word, and so I just pray that we would all make it a priority to just bathe ourselves in your word, whether it's through song, whether it's listening to podcasts or sermons, whether it's reading books, or, and most importantly, when we spend time in your word. Lord, we don't deserve what you've given us, and yet we're so thankful for that you care about us so much that you tell us exactly what we need. And so I just pray that as we live in a really uncertain time, that we would find peace and rest, knowing that we have your word to guide us in our parenting journey and just for ourselves personally as well. We just thank you so much for all that you've given to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
This morning I was like scrolling through Instagram and I came upon Michael Easley's latest sermon, which is in the podcast, Michael Easley's Sermons, on Spotify or Apple. But he's talking about Proverbs, and he has his most recent sermon is called Proverbs, Choosing the Way of Righteousness. And he talks about the command to parents about regularly exposing our kids to the truth. So I was like, look at that. Crazy. Not crazy. So if you get a chance to listen to him, I would encourage you to listen to that sermon as well. It's just so good. So anyway. All right. Thank you guys for letting me be here.